The federal government is throwing its support behind a regional water project being undertaken by Okotoks and Foothills County. A $5.8 million grant for the Foothills-Okotoks Regional Water Project was announced by Housing, Communities and Infrastructure Canada in a press release on December 12. The funding will be used by the town of Okotoks and Foothills County towards construction of the project consisting of a pipeline that will carry water from the Bow River to treatment plants in Okotoks and Foothills County. Proponents say the project will ensure a reliable water source for residents and economic growth in the town and county. Okotoks Mayor Tanya Thorne said the project is critical to the town's success and sustainability. "This funding isn't just about building infrastructure, it's a powerful commitment to the health, growth and lasting prosperity of Okotoks and the entire Foothills region," Thorne said. Foothills County Reeve Delilah Miller said that the county is happy to partner with the town to see the project brought to completion. "The Foothills-Okotoks Regional Water Project has allowed us to help our neighbors in their efforts to secure adequate water supply for their residents, while ensuring economic growth throughout the region," Miller said. The town of Okotoks hosted an open house for the project at the Scott Seaman Sports Rink in Foothills County on December 12. Residents can view the information presented or ask questions at shapeourtown.okotoks.ca. Leecha Miller, a consultant working with the town and the county, said the open house was an opportunity to hear what people have to say and to provide information about the pipeline's route and construction timelines. "Procurement is underway for many of the components and work is being done to tweak the design and to plan construction in the most effective way," she said. "I think residents are really hoping that construction impacts, and also the long-term impacts of what the infrastructure looks like, provide a minimal disruption to their residents and their environment," she said. The project will meet the water needs of the region for the next 25 to 50 years. It involves over 20 kilometers of pipeline, two pump stations and a raw water storage reservoir that will provide security in times of drought or restrictions on the river, Chamiller said. "The reservoir, near Highway 552 and 112th Street East, will take about a year to build, but a start time hasn't been confirmed," Chamiller said. "The project is funded through development levies and grants, not property taxes, and costs are being kept confidential during the procurement process. We have to keep that confidential, so we don't influence the procurement process," Chamiller said. The town of Okotoks is borrowing $30 million for the project, and the provincial government is providing $30 million that it said would cover 45% of project costs. A groundbreaking ceremony was held near the water intake site in October, and construction will take place in phases, with an anticipated in-service date sometime in 2026. The newly announced funding is part of over $18 million in grants from the federal government to support six infrastructure projects in Alberta.